From Snowball to the Forlorn. The oldest trick in the book is to make you stupid. Stupid is a disorder that prevents the onset of genius. It does so by scattering your thoughts, looping them into circles, and forcing you into taking actions out of order so that their consequences prevent you from becoming who you really are. You may find yourself smoking a cigarette at a corner, or worse yet, in one, and every path around you will feel shut. It is a perfect cobweb and cocoon that turns you into a good farm animal. They will farm you for everything you got. Do you have a dream? Keep your GPA high so that you can get into the expensive school. Medical companies will feast on the price of drugs your insurance covers, and the funeral home will sell extra trinkets, but you'll be forgotten anyway, because the plot is temporary. So as long as you are unaware of the sucker is born every minute cocoon that wraps you, you are in danger. And the danger, as you can imagine, will make you very ill. But you know of the cocoon now, and it takes no effort to walk through it. It was its invisibility that kept you. You didn't know the rules of the world, because you didn't have time to read or listen to all the narrated books written by great beings. Time has come to make that room. But first, the bad news, and it will sound so sad. It is best that you see it up front. And I'm gonna make this very clear, so better brace yourself. You are dying from poison, isolation, bad habits, bullies that you never gave a chance to stop haunting you. Maybe obesity, or an eating disorder, or triumph, or disaster. And it will end you. But knowing this, and the cocoon, and that some think of you as a farm animal, here is how you save yourself. It is a very natural process. Every great being has done it before. Now it's time for you. First thing first. Don't get out of bed. You are not sleeping long enough. You've trained your body like a dog to wake up early, and you have not been awake in years. My friend, your alarm clock has always been a powerful instrument of torture. Get rid of it You must not use alarms. They will make you sick. You know it. Think about it. Yes, you do know it. Once you make it into your car, hours late for your job, hopefully, your mission is to get to the end of the road. It can be a warm ocean with a supremely convenient junk store that has years of other people's swimming equipment, or great mountains where friendly hikers will show you that tents are good, but tent hammocks will make you sleep like you have never slept before. Or forests with long hiking trails that will make you a legend. Or maybe with giant trees that are excellent for climbing and give you plenty of time to find a good reason to just to live up there. There is no more work when you wake up, because your body and mind said no more. The moment you stop being a farm animal, you stop poisoning yourself and start making your way back to who you really are. It could be a long road. Be careful. As you set off on your big adventure, your entire being will start to hurt with regrets and tears. For days, you will feel guilt for leaving the life that was killing you. By the great powers vested in me, I pronounce you a great adventurer. The Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide are calling your name. Become a triple crowner. And don't look back.